Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio with your host Scorpio Queen. So today this topic is going to be about a girl. Her name is Angela. She is a girl that has went forward and said that she is the daughter of Aaliyah and R. Kelly. Now, that has gone so viral to the point to where a person named Jaguan Wright has stepped in. I'm going to talk about her on another podcast because she is a whole nother story. But this particular girl, she, yes, went around saying that Aaliyah and R. Kelly is her parents. Now, the internet knows that Aaliyah never had any kids. She was only 14 years old when she was with R. Kelly. And it's never been said that she had any children. So, nobody believes that this girl is her daughter. And secondly, she does not look like Aaliyah. She definitely does not look like R. Kelly. She don't even look like R. Kelly's kids. So, you know, everybody knows that it is a lie. But, unfortunately, is also being said because her family members has also came out. They spoke to a YouTuber on YouTube and they said that she is schizophrenic. So she might just be believing that Aaliyah and R. Kelly is her parents, but knows that they're not. But it seems like she's using this for attention because she has received wide attention behind this. The whole entire YouTube is talking about it. You know, I really feel bad for this girl because right now she is literally being exploited by a lot of YouTube content creators. And I think that because of the state that she's in, the fact that she is schizophrenic and whatnot, and the fact that people know that the story is not true at all, people should not be using this to their advantage. They should not be exploiting her just to get money, because everybody knows these YouTube content creators, they love to flash their cash apps around. And I truly believe because they're telling the story, a lot of people are sending their money. But in a way, I think that she is, I think that a lot of YouTube content creators are basically exploiting her. Some of them say that they're trying to help. Some have used a platform so that her family can speak out, because her family is definitely trying to reach her. And then there are those that are just using it for money, just because it's a story. She is Nigerian. And, based on her family, they said that she is, again, schizophrenic. They are not in agreement to what she is doing. They know that what she is doing is a lie. What she's saying is a lie. And they are literally trying to reach out to her. But as of right now, again, she was picked up by Jaguan Wright. Now, if nobody knows who Jaguan Wright is, he is a woman who used to sing backup for Jay-Z. And ever since she has left Jay-Z, she has been on YouTube and Instagram and any place else on the internet. Basically, she has been exposing a lot of things that has went on while being under Jay-Z. I'm not going to go into details about that, but there is a lot of things that she has said, and at the same time, because she has been exposing a lot of stuff, she already knows that she's put her life in danger. I'm going to go into further details about that But somehow she has caught wind of Angela and reached out to her. And she literally picked up Angela at an airport, it's been said, allegedly. And ever since, Angela has been with her. I'm not going to say staying with her because technically they really don't have a place of their own. She's been in and out of a car, living in her car, basically. She probably can't even get a place anyway. It's also been said that she's on a run. She cannot go back to Dallas, Texas. Again, I'm going to speak more on this stuff. She cannot go back to Dallas, Texas because she is wanted there. She's got people looking for her. Again, I'm going to go into more details about that. But again, I do wish that Angela would get from around this woman because Jaguar Wright cannot help her. She can barely help herself. Jaguar Wright is mentally unstable her own self. So, you know, I do hope that she gets away from this woman because this woman is in danger. And she's not somebody that she should be around. Anyway, I'm going to give you more updates as to what's going on. But this is what's going on now as far as she is concerned. There is a situation that just took place with Jaguar Wright, which I'm going to get into on the next podcast. But basically, I'm just going to say Jaguar Wright today was caught by the police. She was caught by police, so I'm going to go into more details about that on my next podcast. Anyway, thank you for watching and stay tuned. Bye for now.